Hey everyone. So I want to address one of the chief criticisms that myself personally and MGTOW as a larger group get pretty much all the time. And this is that MGTOW hate women. The typical misogynist, sexist, whateverist attack. I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to back that statement up with logic, that not only do MGTOW not hate women, MGTOW are the only group on Earth that truly loves women. Now, let me explain the logic behind that statement before your heads explode. So we need to talk about actual love. Now, in my video, She'll Never Love You, and other related videos about these concepts, I make the statement that women don't and cannot love men. I make this statement because men and women love differently. Men love women in a more personal and intrinsic way. Women love men primarily for the services and utility they provide to the woman. The quickest way to make a woman fall out of love with you is to become sick or disabled and be no longer able to provide the services and utility that you used to. Now, based on these criteria, we can define love as the condition of appreciation and companionship that one has within the limitations within that person or thing. I'll give two examples of this. First one is fairly simple, between a man and his dog. Now, a man who owns a dog, and those of you who are dog owners will understand this. You don't get a dog because you want scintillating conversation and you want the dog to get a job and pay half the bills and do all these things because dogs can't do those things. Now, dogs can be faithful companions, they can be loyal and affectionate and all that stuff, but there's certain things that dogs can't do. It's only by understanding the nature of the dog you can appreciate what the dog can and cannot do that you can truly love your dog. If you expect a dog to do things that they are simply incapable of doing, you're only going to be disappointed and resentful of the dog for something it has no control over. So for example, if for some reason you were told your entire life that dogs could talk, and so you always wanted this talking dog to be your friend, and then you got a dog, and it turns out it couldn't talk, you'd be very disappointed, and you'd be mad at the dog. You try to teach it to talk, and it wouldn't work, and you'd eventually get very frustrated at the dog. It's not the dog's fault. In order to love the dog, in order to appreciate what the dog has to offer, you have to understand the dog. You have to understand what it can and cannot do. It is only by understanding the dog itself and its nature can you truly love the dog for what it is. Now, the other example I'll use is between a man and a woman. Now, in fairy tales and stuff like that, they have this concept of love at first sight. But then there's another concept of relationships maturing. You move from the honeymoon or infatuation phase into a more mature transition of love. I postulate that this first phase, this infatuation, whatever phase, isn't love. It's just reproductive instincts and hormones. When a man and a woman see each other and they're sexually attracted to each other, that isn't love at first sight. That's just being horny. That's being attracted to their looks. I mean, have you ever dated someone or met someone you thought was really attractive, and then those feelings of attractiveness slowly went away the more you got to know them? Now imagine if you acted on those initial instincts. So you meet someone, you're attracted to them, they're attracted to you, and you decide just to confess your love to each other right then and there without knowing anything about each other. Chances are, the more you get to know each other, those feelings are going to depreciate. You can't love someone without knowing them. You can't truly love anything without understanding it. And the more you understand someone, the more you can either choose to love them for who and what they are, or the less you'll love them because of who and what they are. But love comes with understanding. So as long as we're on the same page, let's talk about MGTOW. MGTOW is about understanding human behavior. It is the only space in the manosphere, the only space in Western civilization that I know of, where female behavior is looked at objectively. Pretty much everywhere, even within the manosphere, within PUAs and MRAs and anti-feminists and egalitarians, they may be critical of feminism, but they never critically look at human behavior, specifically female behavior. Because society conditions men to hold women up to this unrealistic pedestal. Egalitarian philosophy has brainwashed men to think that women are their equals. And because men have an unrealistic expectation of women, they become disappointed and disillusioned when they find that women don't live up to those expectations. And when a man discovers the red pill or becomes MGTOW or whatever metaphor you want to use, they often become very angry when they learn the truth. This is often called the red pill rage. It's when a man is disillusioned by the lies he's been told about female nature or human nature in general. It's very akin to, you know, a boy and a girl who meet each other, are passionately, quote, in love, and then as they learn more about each other, they fall out of love. Now imagine the boy having his life destroyed in the process of this awakening. And that's what happens to a lot of MGTOW, and they become very angry. However, their anger is misplaced. It's not the woman's fault for being what she is. Women are what they've always been. Just like a dog is a dog. It's not the dog's fault it can't talk or hold down a job and pay half the bills. A dog can only do what a dog is capable of doing, and a woman can only do what a woman is capable of doing. It is only by understanding the limitations in nature of everything, not just humans, everything. You have to understand something to love it. It is the only way to truly love anything is to understand it. Otherwise, you set yourself up to be disillusioned, disappointed, and resentful. And thus, we come full circle. MGTOW as the only place critically and objectively analyzing female nature are the only group I postulate that can truly love women. Period. I mean, all the pussy beggars, white knights, male feminists, egalitarians, all these people are setting themselves up to be disappointed, disillusioned, and resentful towards women because they're expecting them to be something they're not. Just like someone who was lied to about talking dogs who becomes resentful of their dog that can't talk. A man is going to be resentful of the woman he chooses to marry or have a relationship with when she inevitably proves not to be able to live up to the expectations that he has in his mind of what females are capable of. Because the truth is unflattering to women, most women, and especially feminists, say that any discussion of that truth is misogyny or hatred towards women. But this is the wrong approach. Because if understanding something is the first step, the crucial step to loving it, because it is only through understanding and appreciation for women and their natures that we can begin to appreciate what they truly are, what they can and cannot contribute to the lives of men and children, what they can and cannot contribute to society. It is only through proper understanding that we can truly love anything. So the logical conclusion is that only MGTOW love women, truly can love women, because only MGTOW objectively seek to understand women, without the blinders of gynocentrism tainting our understanding. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Just because somebody does understand the true nature of something and has the potentiality to truly love it, doesn't mean they actually will. For example, someone who truly understands the nature of a dog, what they can provide, what they are capable and incapable of, may choose simply not to own a dog at all. Maybe they value their solitude, they don't want to buy pet food and take it to the vet and have to put it down someday. The point isn't that all MGTOW love women or secretly love women or anything like that, but only MGTOW, through understanding women and seeking to understand women, have the potentiality to truly objectively love them for what they are. Not through fairy tales and bullshit, but actually understand them on an objective level and love them regardless despite their limitations. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.